Good evening. My name is Trevor Sayward. I am also from Halifax, and I am visiting here for the summer. I'm actually going to be working here. But tonight, I would just like to tell you about how I personally was saved. So please open your Bibles, if you have them, to John chapter 3. If you don't, that's fine. You can listen along. John chapter 3 and verse 16. So this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus is a ruler of the Jews. He's a man of the Pharisees, and he came to Jesus by night. And he was asking him, I'll give some background in verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. We'll drop down to verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I, like Levi as well, I grew up hearing the sound of the gospel from when I was born. I attended gospel meetings every Sunday with my parents. My parents grew up hearing this message as well, and they were both saved. I have a sister, and she was also saved before I was. And I, for most of my childhood, was very indifferent towards the gospel. I believe that Jesus was born and he walked on this earth. I know that he died and he rose again for the dead, but I never really accepted that he had died for me and that he had died to save me from my sins. I would go to school. I would come home, I would play with my friends, I'd go play basketball, I would do whatever any normal kid would do. Any gospel meeting I went to, I would sit quietly and I would listen, but at the end of the meeting, it would have gone in one ear and out the other again. I would just be running around playing with my friends. But one night, when I was 13 years old, I had gone to school and come home, played with my friends, done what I normally would do, but for some reason, I was bored for some reason. I don't know why I was bored. I'd run out of things to do, and so I sat down, and I decided to pick up my Bible. It was a Wednesday night, it was just a normal night in March, and I started reading in John. I read through chapter 1, chapter 2, and I got to chapter 3, and I got down to verse 16, and I read it through. I heard it many times before. Many of you have here. It's probably the most well-known verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I read it through, and I just kind of kept going. I heard it before, nothing new kind of struck out to me at that point. And so I dropped down to verses 17 and 18. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And these verses, 17 and 18, these verses really, they started to hit me. It started to speak to me, especially the part about he that believeth not is condemned already. I believe that my doing nothing and being indifferent about my condition, my sin, which I knew I was a sinner as well. I knew that I was making a decision to not believe. You see, I was indifferent towards the gospel. I hadn't really considered it, but at the same time, I knew I had sin. I knew I was a sinner and that I did bad things. You know, sometimes I might tell a small little lie, or I might be mean to my sister, or I might not do what my parents say. Any small sin like this, I realized that these sins, they would keep me out of heaven. I already knew that. I knew that everyone had sinned and that everyone's sin would keep them out of heaven. But verses 17 and 18 here, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Him that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. I realized that because I had not believed, I was condemned. The punishment for my sins, I knew, was an eternity in hell, which I had heard before already, but I realized I was already guilty. I was already found guilty of my sins. And so I came back to verse 16 again, and I read it. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so the part that says, believeth in him should not perish, I realized that that was all I had to do. All I had to do was believe, and I would not perish. The punishment for my sin would be placed on God's Son. Something that I've also considered is, at this point when Jesus is telling this to Nicodemus, Jesus had not yet been crucified. Nicodemus would have to wait and see the words of Lord Jesus Christ take place, and he did. Later on in the book of John, we can read of how the Lord Jesus Christ was arrested, and he was beaten, he was spat upon, and ultimately he was forced to carry a cross up to the hill of Golgotha in Jerusalem, and there he was crucified. And beyond the physical pain that he experienced at the hands of men, God poured out the punishment for our sins on him on the cross. It's something that I still cannot fully comprehend, is what the pain he must have gone through on the cross for us. And so, when I considered this, I knew that my sins were forgiven, and so I realized all I had to do was accept his salvation, and I did. And you can have your sins forgiven too. If you realize you are a sinner, I am a sinner, I realized that, and he has taken the punishment for our sins. All you have to do is believe. But not believing is not an option. There are only two options. You either believe or you don't. And not doing anything is not believing. And so I hope that you would believe in him as well. And so that's all I have. It wasn't a lot, but I hope that this may speak to someone. They may realize that they can be saved as well. And so I will close in prayer. We'll sing a hymn, and there will be refreshments in the basement after all as well. Our Father, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that he came to this earth to die on a cross for our sins. We thank you that we are able to speak your word and your message, and we ask that if there is anyone here tonight that is in need of salvation, that they would be saved. And so we thank you for the food that has been provided as well. And we ask for safety departing from here as well. And so we leave these things with you in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll sing hymn number 85. I have a soul to be saved. May this truth be engraved on my mind and my heart while I'm young. Oh, how awful the cost if my soul should be lost, and in hell if I die as I am. The chorus says, die as I am, yes, die as I am. All hope lost forever if I die as I am. But the last chorus says, come as I am, yes, come as I am. Lost, guilty, and helpless, I'll just come as I am. We'll sing the whole hymn, 85.
I have a soul to be.